This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. COSHA continues to be a challenge in Central South Dakota, as documented this past growing season in the field and in the lab. The SDSU Extension Weed Team tested common herbicides on COSHA from various regions of the state, finding growing failures with popular programs using Raptor, glyphosate, and now Sharpen. Extension Weed Management Specialist Eric Jones explains.
So we have a population of COSHA that's resistant to Raptor, Roundup, and Sharpen. So our options to manage that population are limited. I don't want to say it's resistant right now. We need to do some more screening. But this population was also surviving dicamba and starring. So again, we start adding to this resistance profile, and there's really not a whole lot of options to manage these multiple herbicide-resistant COSHA.
Control of COSHA is best launched in the fall with pre-emerge herbicides applied before ground freeze. Jones stresses the need for herbicide combinations, utilizing tactics with more than one mode of action.
A lot of these pre-emergence herbicides are either or. They're either good on broadleafs or they're good on grasses. So when we mix these together, we're really having a three-fold advantage, right? We're having reduced selection pressure on resistant weeds, we're increasing our effectiveness, and we're increasing the spectrum of our weed control. And I think that can also be said for our post-emergence applications as well.
For more on controlling COSHA, visit extension.sdstate.edu.